It's going to be one of those days, friends. It's going to be one of those awkward, unusual days when no one quite knows what's happening here on the Brown Lodge. My name is Chris, and I don't think I'm on the air yet. I'm just talking for whoever's near the voodoo machine. Maybe you can hear me. Understand my psychosis. Understand that I'm totally lost, alone, shattered, wounded, blind, in the shadows of intimidation.
Oh, it's time for my favorite radio program.
Well, well, well. What have we here? Does that music sound a little low? There you go. It's more like a rock band. A rock show for rock fans. Good evening, my friends, and welcome to the Brown Lodge, exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. You can check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. Check out the chat room, RadioBBQ Chat. I'd give you the information about Skyping us up and calling us up, but I don't even have those programs up yet because, you see, me, your buddy Chris, is here alone tonight, and I'm, how do the English say? Flying by the seat of my pants. Doing what I can. These things happen. Oh, nice, nice. I'm getting some messages of all the magic happening tonight. We're going to have some nice, My favorite dish to eat, the indigo chicken. Sorry, now I'm saying it the right way. The indigo kitchen's going to be on live after us, but I prefer the indigo chicken with a little bit of the raisin and peas, a little saffron. Love it. Delicious. But, yeah, thank you, my friends. My name is Chris. Along with me is no one. That's right. I don't even know what's going on. Tonight's a very special Brown Lodge. I'm going to take you on a special magical journey, to a place where I don't know if I should even go to, or a place I don't know if I should even be. Who the hell knows what's going on? But we're going to, like I said, flying by the seat of my pants, figuring it out. I'm generally the guy that shows up here on Monday and Wednesday nights, and who knows, soon to be maybe another night, or who friggin' knows what we're going to do. That comes in here as Johnny prepared. I'm the guy with the notebook, a little notebook that I scratch my notes off in. And I have 40 million agendas of what I want to discuss. And then I got, I got my boys with me who are, you know, always quick to work with me on whatever it is that I got. But I'm really the anally retentive crazy one that comes in here with a whole agenda. I got nothing tonight. I came in here with a notebook from about 2 weeks ago, with my notes from 2 weeks ago, the last time that I did a show, with some notes for, like, last Monday's show. And that's all I got, because as was touched on a couple weeks back, sorry, I'll make with the funny in a little bit, I promise. I'm just I'm going to vent a little first. As was touched on a couple weeks back, I'm having some personal issues in my life with my home life. And I shouldn't say my home life, because my you know, my wife is fantastic, my daughter's fantastic, we're fantastic together. We make the greatest six-man tag champions ever known to man. Man to man, but they're ladies. But that's irregardless, which is a word that isn't real. But it's not that. I've been having some issues with this dude that lives downstairs from me. Like I said, it's probably like 3 weeks back on the show, 2 weeks back, I mentioned the jerk-off Tom that lives downstairs from me. Well, my issues with Tom have boiled over, shall we say, and come to a head and came real close to coming to blows. Not the good kind, or not either of the good kinds of blow. Like physical fist fights in front of my house, almost. I exercised some better judgment, and I didn't do what I... how do you say... how the English say, because I'm really big into the way the English speak as opposed to the Americans, because they use a totally different language. I exercised some better judgment, and I didn't do what I wanted to do, which was to drill the guy in the face and kill him, because I got this whole theory that once you get to be 30 years old, there are certain things that aren't cool anymore. Amongst them, I mean, there's a few of them, but amongst them are getting arrested. Not that getting arrested is cool at any age, but for some reason in my mind, I think, like, if you're 26 years old and you have a little problem and maybe there's an issue and you get arrested, it's understandable. It's acceptable. These things happen. What are you going to do? It's something you could laugh about later. Once you get to be, like, 30 years old, I've got it in my head that you shouldn't get arrested anymore. I got a whole bunch of other things that I think too. Sorry, the computer's going a little crazy at this moment. So I didn't do what I desperately as a man felt like I was supposed to do, which was just kill this guy and just destroy him in front of my house. I'm not going to get into too many details. He was pretty disrespectful and he was pretty disrespectful. We'll leave it at that. It wasn't anything specifically bad, like he didn't, you know, curse out my mother or anything. But he was just, the guy was, you know, the guy done wrong. I asked the guy not to do wrong. His response was to go crazy. And so I spoke to my landlord, and then his response was to go even crazier. Whatever. Needless to say, the issues escalated. Spoke with my landlord again, and my landlord assured me that he was going to evict this gentleman, and we were going to move on, and he was going to be gone, and that was going to be the end of that. About a week ago, my landlord has decided that he no longer wants to evict him, and instead said, well, Chris, it's up to you. If you want to stay, if you and your family want to stay here, I really want you to stay, but I really can't evict him just yet. I gave him a warning and told him not to bother you anymore. Which, you know, in my mind puts me like in like some weird sort of pussy arena. Like I'm the dude who needs to be protected by my landlord, when the fact of the matter is I would have no problem crushing this guy's skull in seconds, and this I don't have a fear of him even in the least bit. It's just regardless of this. Hi, this is the heart-to-heart part, by the way, if you didn't know. This is Chris is flipping out about a few things, so that's where I'm at. I apologize if I'm bringing you down. I'll get to the fart jokes in a bit, I promise. So I decided that I was moving. So last week, Runner wound up doing the show alone, or for the most part alone. I know he actually had Deja with him on one night, and I believe he played a replay the other night, and he had New Style on with him quite a bit. So the show went on. But last week I was not available for shows on either day because I was out looking for apartments, because I no longer can live where I live, and my life is in a pretty odd place right now, because I shouldn't be looking for an apartment. I'm the person who always tries to do the right thing. God, I sound like such a faggot the way I'm bitching and moaning right now, don't I? But I'm the guy who tries to do the right thing. And I firmly believe that you do the right thing, not because you're going to get paid back, not because of any reason other than that's what you do. You should be doing the right thing. Well, unfortunately, I did the right thing, and things didn't work out in my favor. So I'm moving on, moving up, and moving out. So I'm moving. So as a result, unfortunately, I had to make the Brown Lodge suffer for a couple of days last week, and I couldn't make it. 100K, I'm assuming he's... I know he's been having issues with working a lot. Again, I'm assuming what is happening tonight. Although, I don't think he's working today. I don't even know what his story is, but I haven't spoken to him. I worked a lot, so he's MIA. Our boy Runner is... he worked today. I spoke to him earlier this afternoon. His girlfriend just said a little while ago that he'd be here in about a half hour, so I expect him, and I anxiously await his return to the show. But I'm gonna trudge on through, despite my odd mindset, despite my general disdain for existence right now, because I'm not an angry guy. I'm generally a pretty happy guy. I'm generally, like, I think when I first started complaining about this guy, Tom, even Runner said it himself, like, I'm about the easiest guy in the world to get along with. Unless, of course, you do a radio show with me, and I'm a total prick about that. But I'm an easy guy to get along with, and this is not my usual self. This is not how I like to be. I don't want to be like the curmudgeon that's always complaining and saying, oh, things aren't right, but... But I gotta say, I got a pretty god awful taste in my mouth. A pretty god awful taste in my mouth these days. But I'm gonna try and get by it. I'm gonna step away from that. I'm gonna try and go back. We're gonna go back in time, just like Michael J. Fox did, to like 2 weeks ago, because that was the last time that I was around. Was two Wednesdays ago. Two Fridays ago, there was a little party over at BB King's. Here in New York City on 42nd Street, I believe. Yeah, 42nd, whatever it was. I was there. I don't even remember which street it was on. Welcoming Ron and Fez, the single greatest radio show in the history of radios and shows. I don't know. That dumb show really makes me start to question that sometimes. But yeah, so we had a little party there with a lot of free drinks, a lot of girls showing their boobs for free satellite radios, and did I mention free drinks? I wound up working half of the night before I got there. I show up over there at like 6:30 or so, and the thing only was until like 7:30. And I got a little frantic. I came in the door. I was like, all right, well, it's free drinking. This line is ridiculous. I'm probably never going to get to the front of the line and get an autograph from these guys. But, you know, or just say hello, you know, all that happy horse pucky. So first thing I do, of course, is go over to the bar, order myself a couple drinks, nice. And then I discover that all throughout BB King's, there are lovely young ladies meandering about to and fro with milk crates filled with drinks that they're bringing to you. So you don't actually even have to go to the bar. It was a fantastic little treat. So I'm double-fisting my Michelob Ultras, and I discover one of these ladies, and it's getting great knowing that she's coming by every few seconds. So I say, all right, I'm going to get online and go get my drinks. I mean, I go get, you know, go talk to the boys, see how they're doing, welcome them back to New York, all that stuff, as if they have any idea who I am. I'm, you know, I've never met them before. I met Ron once before, and I'm sure he treasures that moment like you can't believe. But so I'm going to go over and get online, and at BB King's they have like a little catwalk type thing along the outside. I shouldn't say catwalk. Catwalk would be like in the center, but like a little pathway along the top where you go to the bathroom and stuff and whatever. But it's above the room itself. Actually, if you go to like ronfez.net and check out a lot of the pictures from the show, a lot of them came from up on that catwalk, whatever the thing they want to call it. And so I look up at that catwalk thing, and who do I see? I see Mikey D, former Radio BBQ starlet, walking around. So I say, you know what, I'm going to go over and say something to Mikey D. You know, hello, whatever, it's a shame things didn't work out with Radio BBQ the way they should have. You know, we had a good thing going with you. And it's a shame that that things went the wrong way, is my intention. So I get halfway up the stairs, and who's walking around this corner with Mikey D? But my boy Runner, who I'm supposed to be showing up to meet. Runner and Mikey D, hanging out. I come over. see Mikey D, and I was pleased as punch to know that he knew the Brown Lodge. He knew who we were, you know, even though I met Mikey D, again, same like Ron, once before, very briefly, at the Rockin' Ribs like 3 years ago, because as you've heard on our air here before, we're friends with the Monty Love. And so so that's how we met him then. But, like, there's no reason why you should really know him. But, yeah, he knew the Brown Lodge. I said he listens to the show as soon as he came over. He knew who we were. It was pretty neat. And we're talking. And his big comment that he had to say was, where's New Style? Where's New Style? You got to point that guy out to me when he gets here. And we never saw New Style that night. I don't know if he ever managed to show up. I know he said he was gonna show up that night. I don't know if that ever worked out or not. But we never saw him. But I just found that pretty funny that at the Ron and Fez Welcome Back Party, Mikey D on the hunt for DJ New Style. So I don't know, dude. Watch your back. He's representing Queen Style, Forest Garden Style, Renegade, Tough Ass. And I don't know, man. Protect your neck. Don't worry, the Brown Lodge has got your back no matter what happens. The Brown Lodge, that is, exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. You can check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger, or you can check me out on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. Check out the chat room, RadioBBQ Chat. I think I have everything running with otherwise. You could try calling us up on the hotline, 718-360-1413. What's that? 718-360-1413. Or try Skyping us up at RUNNDOGG. 73. Is it 73? I don't even know. You know what? I'm talking absolute nonsense. No, I think it's just RUNNDOGG. I think the 73 is his instant messenger. As you can tell, I'm a fish out of water with this thing. I complain a lot about how a lot of the technical things don't go right on the show, and I don't take a hands-on, proactive approach with a lot of it. So I got balls. I got nerve to complain the way that I do, considering that I don't know what all goes into getting this stuff done. Yeah, I know. This is the weird, odd, introspective Chris talking to you here, and I understand it's not what you're used to, but bear with me if you want to, or I don't know. Go watch, what is it, Monday night, 8 o'clock. There's something on TV, I'm sure, entertaining. Honestly, if you're a smart person like me, you would have bought the Lost box set, and you could be sitting watching that right now instead of listening to this. Actually, it's what I'm going to be doing at 10 o'clock exactly. I'm going to run out of here, go home to my wife. I'm not going to be staying late tonight. Well, I say that now, but who knows? We'll see what happens. At this rate, I don't even know if I'm going to make it to late 30. But we'll get past that. My intention when I go home is to go watch the Lost Box set. I had to take a sip of my beverage. I never caught on to the Lost craze while it was on television, the program. But a lot of my friends took a keen interest in it. Including our boy 100K, you know, who swore to me a million times over how this is the you know, it's the greatest show that's been on since Twin Peaks, and you know, that's someplace where I'm at because I'm a big Twin Peaks fan. It's something I really enjoyed, like he. So I thought, okay, you know, maybe I'll check it out. Oh, hold on, looks like I'm getting Skyped up here. I don't really know how to use Skype. Actually, am I getting Skyped up? Let's see, I know I got a phone call coming. Let's see this. Hey, you're on the Brown Lodge. Who's this? This is somebody that decided to call us up on the telephone.
Yeah, I know how to press numbers.
Hey, you know, the next thing I was about to get into after I talked about Lost was the fact that our good Canadian friend, Canadian Metal, Canadian Mike, whatever it is that you want to call yourself or whatever we want to call him, has had a run of bad luck, dude. The last time we spoke to you, you were a sunburned nightmare, and then you fell off the face of the earth, you know?
Pretty much.
That was, as it turns out, maybe a little more literally than I wanted than we want to admit. But, we had a whole show a couple of weeks back, and we're just like, hey, what happened to Canadian Mike? He disappeared. He vanished. I'm sure most of the Radio BBQ listeners have been frequenting the boards and have heard from you already and know what your story is. But why don't you update the Brown Lodge fans on why on earth you've been missing from our lives, so sorely missed from our lives, for this past, what's it been now, 3 weeks, 4 weeks maybe now?
5 weeks almost.
5 weeks?
Actually, it's been five weeks today.
Wow. And what exactly happened to you 5 weeks ago today that, I mean, should you care to, I'm sure you don't care to relive it, but if you'd care to retell, I don't know if that's something you're very comfortable with or not.
Well, I don't really remember what happened, but from what I remember, I was on my way home, walking home. It was getting dark out, and I was so lovely hit by an automobile.
See,
I ended up in the hospital for about a week.
And and you were just by yourself. You weren't with anybody else. So all you know is you were walking home. Next thing you knew, you were in a hospital.
Pretty much. Next thing I remember is waking up in the hospital, and I didn't have my chips or nothing that I got at the store, and I was sad.
Oh, man, chips are delicious. What kind of chips did you get? Do you remember?
Actually, I don't.
Oh, man.
I have absolutely no idea. They could have been dill pickle for all I know.
Oh, those are the most delicious things by Lay's. God love them. But so what are the extent of your injuries? Would you care to share?
A broken leg, a broken arm, and my ribs are a little busted up.
Oh my God Almighty! Yeah, I mean we did, like I said, we did a show a couple of weeks back. Actually, it's more than a couple of weeks back. I think it was like the second week when you just hadn't been there. Because, you know, you figure here and there, maybe you got something to do, you're not around for a night. And we're figuring, hey, you know, he's not around. Then, like, by the second week, it's like, hey, wait a minute. Did we do something wrong? Does Mike not like us anymore? Is there an issue that he's not coming to the show anymore?
And, no.
Yeah, you know, and then we saw, you know, Dan posted up on the message board that, you know, that you had a pretty miserable run-in. Hasn't been your summer, my friend. I don't know what's happening.
No, I'm definitely not liking this summer, and I'm glad it's over.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's to a better summer. I mean, a better fall and winter coming up. Oh, Jesus.
Well, now that hockey's coming, and my total ownage of the Radio BBQ Hockey League is coming into effect, I'll have a much better fall and winter.
You know, I'm a huge fan of fantasy sports, as has been proven by the fact that I'm in five fantasy leagues and three different pick'em leagues. Actually, two pick'em leagues. But actually three, two NFL pick'em and one college pick'em. But I know absolutely nothing about hockey. It was never a sport that appealed to me. And you, obviously, being from the Nazi state of Canada, you obviously, it's in your blood to just naturally love that crazy, wacky ice polo game.
When we're born, we're automatically handed a hockey stick and sent on our way.
It doesn't surprise me in the least bit, this, you crazy Canuckian bastards. But yeah, I don't know anything. Like I said, I don't know anything about hockey, other than the last thing I know about hockey is that Eddie Belfour was a good goalie in NHL 95 on Sega. That's the extent of my knowledge of
that's,
hockey.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's literally all I know about it. Actually, you know, and I know that some guy from the Rangers just retired after being like 150 years old. Marc Messier, was that him?
Yes, he wasn't 150. He was like 44.
In sports terms, to me, that's 150. I don't know is that old for hockey? I mean, didn't like Bobby Orr play till he was like a million years old?
No, Bobby Orr, his career got cut short because he had bad knees.
Okay, not Bobby Orr. Who's the other guy that always... there are two answers to every Trivial Pursuit question about hockey. One of them is Bobby Orr, and the other one is... Who's the guy? There's a guy who played like into his 70s. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? Apparently, you don't even...
In the NHL, and then he played...
Wait, you broke up pretty bad on me and vanished there. Who is this now?
Oh, sorry, Gordie Howe.
Gordie Howe, that's what it is. Yeah, the two. If you ever play Trivial Pursuit, there are two answers for every hockey question, or two possible answers for any hockey question: Bobby Orr and Gordie Howe. So Gordie Howe, you were saying? Well, in my Trivial Pursuit experience, I'm also playing with a Trivial Pursuit box from 1987. So what the hell do I know? But he played till he was super old, right? Like set.
Yeah, he played in the NHL till he was like in his 40s, and then when they wouldn't have him anymore, he played in the WHA with his son.
Oh, that's just 40s? For some reason, I seem to think that he was actually like playing when he was like 60-something years old.
He played in one game in like 1995 or something, when he was like 65.
Okay, okay.
And he played like one shift for like 2 minutes.
And it was actually in the NHL or in that WHL?
No, he played in the IHL for the Detroit Vipers for like one game.
Wow, see, this is crazy. You know all this crazy nonsense about this silly sport of guys who ice skate all over the place and are macho with
sticks. It's a wonderful sport.
You know, a buddy of mine that I went to high school with, and I was actually friends with for a long time after high school, I guess I'm still friends with today, I just don't speak to him very frequently, my buddy Joe, tried to explain to me the beauty of hockey and the patience involved in the game and the beauty of the game. And I got to be honest with you, man, I just don't see it. I mean, maybe it's that I'm an ugly American, and maybe it's that all I care about is American football, where the sport is take the ball, tuck it into your belly as far as you can, and smash through people. But, I mean, hockey...
You have a beautiful arena there, Madison Square Garden. Have you never gone to see a game?
I have never... I've gone to Madison Square Garden quite a few times to see World Wrestling Federation events. And then later on, a World Wrestling Entertainment events. I have never in my life seen a hockey. Is it a match? A game? Would you call it a game?
Or it's a game.
Okay, so I've never seen a hockey game ever in my life.
Then maybe you should go.
You know, that's a lot of people have told me that if you actually see a game, you'll instantly become a fan. It's just never appealed to me. Never appealed to me at all.
You have three teams right there. You have the Devils, the Islanders, and the Rangers, all within driving distance of you.
The Rangers are within, are really close, because they're right. Actually, not for nothing, the Islanders are the furthest, because they're out on Long Island. I don't know what you know about the geography of New York. That's probably about 2 hours away. But the Rangers are a half hour away from us here on Staten Island, and the Devils are probably 25 minutes away in Jersey. They're right at the Meadowlands. They're both really close to us. It just never did it for me. It never did it for me. You know, I mean, I stand corrected. I've also gone to Madison Square Garden to go see the fantabulous New York Knickerbockers as well. But hockey's never done it for me. It just never appealed to me.
You need to get on that.
Well, I mean, you know what it is. Do you know if there's still room in the fantasy hockey league for Radio BBQ as of yet?
I would believe so. When I joined, there was only four or five people.
I believe Deja was talking about it. She was all excited about it. But okay, so other than the two of you, then it's a three-way dance, and I'm gonna wreck you guys. I don't know anything about the game. I also know I know Eddie Belfour. I know that my ex-girlfriend's brother's best friend is Mike Richter's nephew. I don't think Mike Richter plays anymore because he had like concussions or something, right?
He's retired now. He's been retired for a few years.
I'm really cutting edge with my hockey knowledge. I'm talking about Mike Richter and Eddie Belfour. Does Eddie Belfour even still play?
He does. He plays in Toronto. He's still the goalie there.
The Toronto Maple Leafs? Look at me.
You got it.
I'm all about sports. I actually really am. I'm a sports freak. I just don't know any, I don't know anything about hockey.
Well, this year, I mean, you're better off not knowing anything because it could be anybody winning. They've had a year off and all the teams are different and who knows who's going
to
win.
At the beginning of the summer, which I'm now referring to from this day forth as Canadian Mike's summer of hell, but at the beginning of the summer, right before everything got straightened out and they got this, you know, their new collective bargaining agreement and all this nonsense straightened out. Was it even a collective bargaining agreement? I don't know. But the whole mess, the whole new thing that they have in hockey, they got you all psyched on all the sports radio here in New York City about how, all right, this is, you know, it's going to be so exciting with the NHL this summer. You're not going to know who's going to sign to what team, and every day is going to be something exciting and interesting. As a dude that listens to sports radio at least 3 to 4 hours a day, making me a P1 according to ESPN Radio, I don't see it. Like I did. Like it seemed that they glossed over it. They spent more time talking about golf and tennis than they did about hockey at all. Other than, like I said, Mark Messier's retirement. That's the only thing I remember hearing anything about with hockey.
But that's just the American market. I mean, in Canada here, every day, like on SportsCenter here in Canada, every day there's always hockey. Like there, even when there was no hockey, they're always talking about hockey. And then you watch ESPN in the States, and there's nothing. Not even a little sniff.
Okay, here's what I need to understand. SportsCenter in Canada is not the same thing as SportsCenter in the United States?
No, we have a couple of sports stations. The one's called TSN, the Sports Network. It's half owned by ESPN, so we have a Canadian SportsCenter.
Whoa. Okay, so it's actually SportsCenter, but not with this. Well, it could even be with the same hosts, I'm sure. But
no, it's not.
Oh, it's not the same host. Okay.
We have our own Canadian host.
But you do get the regular American brand of SportsCenter as well there.
Not unless you have satellite get ESPN, but I've seen ESPN
wow.
before.
See, that's, I mean, honestly, I couldn't even imagine a world without SportsCenter. I probably watch more SportsCenter than I do any other show on the planet, because that's just...
Oh, I watch SportsCenter, too. I just watch
the not the same SportsCenter. That. See, I'd be really intrigued to know what Canadian SportsCenter was like, if it's the same, you know, sports mixed in with dry, odd humor the same way that they do on
the... It is.
Okay,
They've pretty much got it the same way.
Okay.
After watching both, I kind of... They're almost the same.
But you don't get Dan Patrick.
It's just different sports and different setup.
But you don't get Dan Patrick, the man with the handsomest hairdo in the history of Earth on your station.
No, we don't. We don't get Dan Patrick, but... We have guys that kind of follow the same thing.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure you do. This is me being the ugly American that only knows the thing that I know right in front of me, and I think that everything has to revolve around me and revolve around the world that I'm used to living in. But, you know, that's all a symptom of me being a creep that I am. Yay! Creepy! But, okay, so hockey is coming. It's good, and we're going to win the game. Who's my team?
What are you talking about? You're going to win the game?
No, my team. I'm trying to decide who my team is, considering that I don't know anything about hockey. I'm not going to go, you know, I'm not going to go the runner angle with football and just start screaming about Shockey kicking a field goal no matter what, or, I guess, Jaromir Jagr getting a hat trick in every game. I'm going to pick a team, I'm going to study this team, and I'm going to establish them. Talk to me about some teams. Who should I start turning my loyalties to? And don't just go with, like, your hometown team that you want me to jump on the bandwagon for. Like, who's...
Well, I mean, my hometown team, I guess I live closer to Buffalo, New York than I do to Toronto, so Buffalo would be my hometown team, but I don't even follow that.
I'm
a fan of Montreal.
You're not a big fan of the Sabres?
No.
I never understood why... Isn't the Sabres logo a buffalo?
Yes.
Isn't a saber...
A buffalo, and actually two... And they got, like, two crossed saber swords.
Okay. I was just going to say, like... Well, I guess because they're the Buffalo Sabres. Wow, I'm so stupid. I was just thinking, like, wait, why would it be a buffalo if they're Sabres? But it's the Buffalo Sabres. I'm not the smartest person known to the world at all. But, so I don't know if I'm a big fan of the Buffalo Sabres. They seem like an odd team to tie myself into. You like... Who do you like? Montreal, you said?
Montreal Canadiens.
Obviously. You're Canadian, Mike. Why wouldn't you love the Canadiens? I'm looking to become a fan of a real low-end team. Like a team that honestly is a fringe team that really shouldn't, that probably shouldn't make it. I want to root for the underdog. If I'm coming in, I should come in at the ground level, right?
Absolutely.
I would say then you probably want something like the Columbus Blue Jackets or the Atlanta Thrashers.
Wait,
those teams are too new.
But are those teams even real? They're real NHL teams?
Yeah. They're real teams.
Okay, I thought you were telling me about, like, one of them crazy IHL leagues. By the way, Mike, this is really odd. Your voice keeps changing back and forth. You start sounding like yourself, and then you sound a little bit like 100K for a second.
Well, I once spent some time in America.
I can hear myself, like, through the phone. It's really weird.
Wait, you spent time in America? Is that...
Yes, I did. When I talk like this, it means that... It's my American accent coming through.
Wait a minute.
Sometimes I beat my Canadian self into submission and he quiets down.
Dude, you missed the whole thing that we were just talking about. Don't even joke around about this poor guy getting beat. You know about his deal that he got wrecked by a car, right?
Oh, no, I have no idea.
Yeah, you should listen to The Brown Lodge. It's a good show. You should check it out every Monday and Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m., here on RadioBBQ.net. That's right, friends. Our buddy 100K has come in.
I'm going to be totally unprofessional right now and really ask that we could just take 10 seconds of silence so we could switch spots.
I'm not going to take 10 seconds of silence. You can call.
Well, I can always talk. I mean, I'll entertain people.
Oh, I thought you were gone.
No, yeah, well, he got a little clippy and everything there. Yeah, but okay, so while we're going to have those 10 seconds, I want you to talk more about what odd team I should become a fan of. Like I said, I don't necessarily want to be a fan of a minor league team per se, but I want to be a fan of a team that's like not like a, like, I don't want to be a front runner. I don't want to be a dude in 1996 that decides his favorite team is the New York Yankees, you know? I want to be like a fan of the
Minnesota Wild?
The Minnesota Wild. Okay. Hold that thought. I'm going to hand this over to 100K. Sorry.
If I knew you were looking for a hockey team, I would have tried to recruit you on behalf of the New York Islanders.
The Islanders,
yeah,
are garbage.
I was already discussing that with Mike here. I'm not a homer at all. The only hometown team that I have any love for at all is the New York Metropolitans. I couldn't care less about any other hometown team. I like the idea of not being a hometown fan.
The Mets are garbage.
Oh, it seems like you might be breaking up. I think we just hung up on you. Sorry.
No, you didn't hang up on me.
I know, but I want to, you bastard. The New York Metropolitans, they're a fine, fine, classy organization. Give them another year.
Well, then you might as well root for the Islanders because they're going to be in the same position.
The Islanders got rid of Michael Pekka. That was probably, I don't know. I don't understand hockey. They always trade the best players, and I don't know if it's for a reason or...
Michael Pekka plays?
Yeah, and they kept Alexei Yashin in his $800 billion contract and his 10 goals a year.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, so I'll say yeah.
Michael Pekka is the guy that got hurt in a playoff game a couple of years ago when some scumbag on the Toronto team had a cheap hit on him, and it ended up costing the Islanders.
I think it was either Darcy Tucker or Ty Domi that
hit him. It was Darcy Tucker, is that his name?
Yeah.
Ty Domi hurt someone
else.
That's not
the guy who really... No, that was Todd Bertuzzi that almost killed the dude by punching him in the back of the head. That's not that hit that you're talking about.
No. It was... I don't know. It wasn't. I don't think he was looking to hurt the guy bad. It was just a cheap hit, and it ended up costing the Islanders. But I mean, whatever. They probably would have lost anyway. They're the Islanders, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, the Isles?
They are the Islanders. I mean, they had a fisherman on their jersey.
I love the fisherman, though. It makes me feel like I'm watching the Gordon.
It's the Gordon's fisherman.
I mean, they might as well have handed out fish sticks at the fucking game.
See, here's the thing. You brought up the Minnesota Wild before. This is what I'm into. I kind of like things that are plural without having an S at the end of them.
Why don't you be like a MLS fan then? Or a WNBA fan? I don't think anyone has an actual S at the end of the...
Really? See, I love that. That's always that popular quiz question. That popular quiz question of what is your... there are eight... professional sports teams in the major sports. So no, we're not talking about the WNBA or MLS. There are eight professional sports teams whose names do not end in an S. To be 100% honest with you, I was not planning on bringing this up tonight, so I'm going to actually have to get a piece of paper and remember who they are to myself. I actually will.
That might have changed drastically since...
Since what?
Since that question first was bounced around. Because that was years ago that I remember hearing that.
How many years?
Five or six, maybe more.
What five new no S teams have shown up in the past 5 years?
The Minnesota Wild.
Oh yeah. Okay, so the
there you go.
The one that started the conversation. I'm an idiot. Okay. Well, we'll go to the hockey expert, Canadian Mike. How many hockey teams have popped up in the last 5 years? Put it this way:
Atlanta, Minnesota,
the Atlanta Thrashers, right? Is that them, the Thrashers?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the Thrashers.
Okay, the Minnesota Wild, so that's the next one. So it's nine teams now. Anybody else?
Minnesota Wild, Columbus Blue Jacket.
Yeah, but they got S's because they have multiple jackets.
The Dallas Stars, who were the Minnesota North Stars, they have two S's.
Dallas Stars, aren't they a basketball team? No, those are the Mavericks. Okay, so then there's nine professional sports teams whose names don't begin with an S. Is there anyone, think about this, there hasn't been any expansion baseball teams with no S's. There haven't been any expansion football teams with no S's.
There are obviously two baseball teams that have no S's, but...
Obviously? Yeah. I got news for you. When I was initially asked the question, I got six teams.
And, you couldn't get the last two.
And I couldn't get that team from Chicago or that team from Boston. I'm an idiot. I'm a total idiot. The most obvious ones on the entire list are what I couldn't get.
You mean the Chicago Cub?
Yeah, I couldn't believe I didn't know anything about the Chicago Cub or the Boston Bruin. But so out of curiosity, Canadian Mike, do you know who the eight sports teams are that whose names do not have an S?
Oh, good Lord.
I'm sorry. I got to stop. The nine sports teams minus the Minnesota Wild, whose names do not end in an S. You know, we're going to open the lines up. We'll open the Skype line up because actually, did you Skype us up or you Vonaged us up?
I'm on the phone, dude.
Okay, so he Vonaged us up. So anybody wants to Skype us up at RUNNDOGG, we'll give you. You know, we probably won't give you anything. We're just asking you to come on the air with us and talk because we're the laziest human beings when it comes to giving prizes out. And no doubt.
I'm still waiting for my chef.
Yeah,
your entourage toupe is here.
I saw some prizes I was going to purchase before, like, I can't remember the guy's freaking name now. Terry Steinbach baseball card, the former Oakland A's catcher, but there were a lot of guys better than him. Carlos Perez.
That's good.
They were 25 cents each in this store.
Oh, I thought you were getting from your own home collection.
Oh, no.
Dude,
I have baseball cards in my dad's attic somewhere.
I got a lot of good stuff in my home. I have a Whitey Ford card at home that I can give away. That's actually probably worth something.
If it's like an actual Whitey Ford card from back then, yeah, I'm sure it is worth something.
No, it wouldn't be a Whitey Ford card from when he wasn't playing.
It's not when he made his comeback with the Marlins in 97.
No, that's not what it's from. Marlins with an S, not one of the 8-9 teams with whose name is
Miami Marlins.
Miami Marlins with a Z?
It's actually true. The Miami Marlins. I love them. Do you got anybody? You want to throw somebody out there? Obviously, we've already...
Tampa Bay Lightning.
There's a hockey fan calling out nice. The Tampa Bay Lightning. You know the Tampa Bay Lightning are one of the teams without an S, coincidentally. There are one... Well, I mean, I guess it's not a coincidence. But there are... Wait, I'm trying to think how many more...
Colorado Avalanche?
There you go. Well, hold on. Don't get too crazy just yet. While you're in Tampa Bay, there's I think there are two other teams out of that same state whose names do not end with an S.
Mm. Miami Heat?
I forgot about the Heat.
So, well, I remembered them, but yeah. The Miami Heat... Tampa Bay Lightning, with the Colorado Avalanche, who at that time when I was being asked the question, again going back to the fact that I know nothing about hockey, I was saying like, dude, it's some stupid team that nobody knows nothing about. I don't know who the hell they are. And when I was asked the question, apparently the Avalanche had just won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Some stupid team that no one knows anything about, the world champions.
The Orlando Magic too.
The Orlando Magic. Those would be the three out of Florida. The Orlando Magic, the Miami Heat, the Tampa Bay Lightning, Colorado Avalanche. We've already mentioned the two baseball teams, the Chicago Cub and the Boston Bruin, otherwise known as the Chicago White Sox with an X and the Boston Red Sox with a KX.
So how many is that?
That was six. That's six of the teams. There are three more.
I know one, but we're letting...
You know what? No one's Skyping us up. Don't even worry about it. We're not giving gifts out. I mean, you want to...
Their name makes no sense anymore because they used to be in the now underwater city. And then they moved, but they kept the name related to...
Related to the bayou. Utah Jazz.
Yes, indeed. My favorite team, the Utah Jazz, are one of them. That would bring us up to seven. There are two more teams out there. I'm trying to remember who they are.
Two more teams.
Tampa Bay Lightning, Colorado Avalanche.
No NFL teams, right?
No NFL teams. The Sox.
And there's no Major League Soccer teams? Because I have no idea what the hell.
No, we're talking about real sports that men like. And hockey, too. There's nothing...
DC United.
In all honesty, they should be, right?
Manchester United.
They're not...
I watch soccer.
I do, too. Well, I don't watch as much... I should, but I don't know exactly how much I should watch it. But
you didn't get a schedule from your doctor of how much soccer will make you a healthy young boy.
No, playing it probably would make me a hell of a lot healthier than I am now. But
No, I'm not counting soccer. It's not a really popular spectator sport. What'd you feel?
I felt terrible today. I wasn't actually even gonna come. Do the show. I actually left Runner a message saying I wasn't doing the show.
I know.
I tried to get in touch with you, too, but...
But you forgot my phone number?
No, I just kept getting the subscriber you want is not available.
From Verizon?
I don't know. Is that where your phone is? I guess. They just kept saying that all day. I called like three or four times. After the fourth time, I just didn't bother anymore, but...
I better make sure that my job is paying my bills. Maybe my cell phone's not working.
Yeah, but I was... Well, did you get any other calls?
I got no calls today.
Oh, well, then maybe you're having problems.
Yeah, I got to talk to my job about that. When we got here, Rona's girlfriend told me that I walk in and I say to her, I'm just like, is Mike here? She's like, no, he just called. I don't know. I mean, he hasn't called. I don't know when he's going to be around. And she said, but there was a message on the answering machine from Keith, from 100K, saying...
Did she say that?
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. She said, where he said, I don't know, I don't think I can make it, I don't know, I don't think I can make it, I don't know. To which I just said, oh, okay. And then I came in and set up the studio myself in 10 minutes and got things going. If you listen back to the replay of the show, you'll hear I was in a very odd mindset at the beginning of the show. I had no idea what was going on.
Is that why you're talking about hockey?
Yeah,
he made me cry. I shed a tear.
You know, he squirted a few out. Yeah, I was. I got to be honest with you. I'm still kind of in that odd mindset. The air conditioner is not on, dude. He doesn't have the air conditioner anymore. Yeah, 100K like me is a real fat dude, and he's sweating like an animal. Runner has removed the air conditioner from the window. There's only a fan here now, so we're two sweaty dudes at this point.
Why the hell did he take the air conditioner?
Like the fan.
Yeah, beware of the meow. I have no idea why he would have taken it out, because it's still like 85 degrees every day in New York here. I don't know what source. By the way, could you do me a favor?
Because he's insane.
Could I ask you to do me a favor, 100K? Yeah. I'm going to do a little tech meeting on the air. I never turned on the Conquer Cam on that computer, which is me, and I know the fan out there wants to see my beautiful, lovely face. I'm sure that Mike wants to look on the internet and see me. So please, by all means, get that going and just, you know.
No, actually, I want to look on the internet and look at my WWF pictures.
You know what? And you certainly can. We actually talked about this a couple weeks ago. We actually have a whole fan section up now, the Lodgers section of our website, which you should check out if you haven't checked it out yet, at thebrownlodge.com. Lower left-hand corner, there's a nice button that says Lodgers. Click on it, and it takes you to a whole section of, fan appreciation stuff. Like, we want to put music up there if people ever do some songs. We want to put pictures up there. And rightfully so, we put, you know, the first thing that we, and by we I mean me, put up there was was all the great wrestling pictures done by our buddy Canadian Mike here. And I put them all on there. And that's actually all I have up there. And I actually have a bunch of other stuff that
are
I have to wait.
You guys still there?
You don't hear us?
Now I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just talking about the Lodger section of the website. Yeah, we want any submissions that you guys have out there, be it music, be it art, be it whatever, be it anything. We'll put you up there. Be it, you know, you just a picture of you holding up a sign that says the Brown Lodge PWNs me, or like anything. I love stuff like that.
I'm about to do something that I've had issues with lately. Be completely unprofessional, but. I now see the picture of you on the Conquer Cam.
The two buttons to the left of the magnifying glass is to start the
opens
upload.
Options.
Okay. Oh, that's why Canadian Mike couldn't hear us, because when you're doing things on that computer while we're on the phone, there are moments of silence for him. That's why.
Okay. Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, you know all about that. It's when Runner, like, same thing as when Runner goes on the internet while he's talking to you. It's the same concept.
The options popped up now.
No. The three over from that. Hold on 1 second. Tell people about the Lodger section of the website.
Who, me?
No, you don't have to. You've done a fine enough job, and I've got you up there.
Start upload, I got it.
Okay, good. So the Lodger's section of the website, I got the pictures up there. And like I said, the first person that I put up there, of course, was you, because you're the first major contributor to it, to us. Before there was a Lodger section, you were just sending these ridiculous WWF pictures that we love, and we got them all up on the site, most of them up on the site anyway. And we'll be putting more up as they come. And if we get any submissions from any of you, we'll put it up there, be it music, like I said, be it a picture of you holding up a sign saying something about the Brown Lodge. Be it, you know, anything you can come up with, any stupid picture or whatever you want to do, good stuff, we got it all up on there. Also, in the time since you've been gone, I don't know if you know, Mike, we got a whole fantasy wrestling section of the site up now. You're a big fan of fantasy wrestling, right?
No.
No, I think he just said yes. I love it. It's my favorite. Well, you could check that out. Also, there's a message board that I put one of my old role plays on and put one of my buddy's old role plays on. There's some interesting stuff. You guys should check it out. Blah, blah, blah. Enough promotion about the site. Let's get back to my hockey love. What's my team? Who's my team? Am I big into... What's the story with the Minnesota Wild? Are they big? Are they famous?
No.
They're terrible. Well, are they terrible? I don't even know if they're...
Well, they made it to the playoffs a couple years ago, and they did all right, but other than that, they're...
They did make the playoffs?
A few years ago.
Okay, then that's my favorite team now. I'm a big fan of... Is there, like, any superstar on that team that I should be, Is there any superstar on the team I should be, like, a fan of? Like, who do I love?
Not really.
All right, who's the goalie on the Minnesota Wild?
Dwayne Rollison.
What?
Dwayne Rollison.
Dwayne Rollison is my new favorite player. All right, I'm a big fan of the Minnesota Wild. I'm a big fan of Dwayne Rollison, and that's where I'm going. We just got put on hold by Canadian Mike, but that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I love the Canadians. I love the sport of hockey. I love what's going on today and tomorrow and forever forward. And I love teams without S's in the name. Did we ever get through all the teams?
No, we have the Red Sox, the White Sox, the Jazz, the Magic and the Heat, and the Lightning.
And the Avalanche.
And the Avalanche. We need two more.
The Wild, obviously. We need one more. I have a feeling it was a basketball team.
Well, it has to be because... Well, no, it could be a hockey team.
No.
Do you count the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim?
No, because they were the Anaheim Mighty Ducks at the time.
Let's see.
Atlanta Hawks. I'm gonna have to look on the websites for all the popular sports.
I don't know, dog.
Nah, let me tell you something, okay? I'm not a big fan of teams out there.
They'll have long silent stretches where they just won't say anything. Hey, by the way, the other night, anyone that's in the local area that's familiar with New York Yankees radio broadcasts, a gentleman by the name of John Sterling.
The Yankees win!
And his female companion, Susan Waldman, co-hosts of our Yankee radio broadcasts, were...
Didn't John Sterling used to do Yankees TV, though?
He did everything. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, he used to do the games on the radio with Michael Kay until Michael Kay went to the TV. But Randy Johnson got ejected from a game. Did I hang up on Canadian Mike, by the way? Oh, no, he put us on hold. That's
right. He called back because he hung up.
Welcome to the Brown Lodge.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Brown Lodge exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. Who are we speaking with?
The kid said what?
I'm sorry. I can't understand what you said. What was that?
The kid said what?
What? I don't even understand what this person... Hey, who's this? Who's this that we're talking to?
Frankie Bones.
Frankie Bones, the popular techno DJ?
No, different guy. Hey, just so you know, you guys ripped off the Black Lodge for punk rock record company, and you guys stole the logo. Your little brown lodge thing you got there, the little brown cabin, you robbed it from them. They want to sue you.
Wait. The brown... Okay. I want to understand what you're accusing here of us here. By the way, your name, but this was Frankie Bones. I'm sorry. So Frankie Bones here is accusing us, saying that we ripped off our logo, which, I mean, as far as I knew, we didn't really have a logo. We do have an image on our splash page of our website. I'm assuming that's what he's talking about, because that's the only lodge that we have anyplace on our site. Is a ripoff of a punk rock website? I don't.
That's correct. You know what I'm talking about. Don't play shows.
I got to be 100% honest with you, my friend. The Brown Lodge, the crew that you're listening to right now, or two-thirds of the crew that you're listening to right now, are we're fans of an old television program by the name of Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks, the Black Lodge. I know all about it. Big super fan.
Super fan over there. Super fan number 99.
Super fan number 99. Ahua. Well, so as a result, we did a web search when we were putting the website together for.
Now let me guess. You just Googled cabins, and that's the one you came up with.
That's actually fairly close. We did search.
I think it was a Yahoo search, actually.
Yeah, whatever it was, Yahoo, Google search for cabins and lodges and whatnot, and we pulled up this picture.
And that's going to hold up real well in court, just, you know.
Apparently, I don't know who the Black Lodge, he's talking about Black Lodge Records or something like that, I'm assuming, or is it a punk rock label, or you said punk?
Yeah, they manage punk rock bands. And
okay, so
they just happen to have the... They just happen to do the exact same thing, you know, of 10 million pictures. They just happen to pick the same one as you guys.
Wow. So it's a punk
come
rock.
On. It's okay. Come clean. You guys were on their website. I know you like all that, like, weird music. You went on their website. You hosed their logo, and you passed it off as your own. Is that what you do? You go around passing off other people's work as your own?
I've got to be 100% honest. You've called me on the carpet here. All I do in my entire life, professionally speaking, be it at my job during the day or in my job here two nights a week on Radio BBQ as a radio host, is try and rip off other people or try and hide behind the work that other people do. Personally speaking, say that again?
Don't say that about yourself. That's not true.
Oh, what a champ. What a champ for the people.
I heard you're an incredible slouch. Don't say that about yourself.
I'm an incredible what?
Slouch. Sauce?
An incredible slouch?
Yeah. Don't underestimate yourself. You're doing a good job at that. Stick with it.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, buddy. I'll go so far as to say that for the most part, our radio show is a Ron and Fez ripoff. In my personal life, my work ethic is a rip off the people that are around me ethic that I get with, and apparently in our logo realm, I'm a rip off of a punk rock band's management website. I'm curious. You should look up the Brown or the Black Lodge. Do you see them? Blacklodge.com or something like that, I assume.
The Google toolbar is preventing it from coming. The Google toolbar pop-up blocker is preventing it from fully loading.
Yeah, apparently the...
Hey, listen, Chris, you got to pick a better team than the Wild, though, bro.
Well, you're a big hockey fan there, Frankie Bones?
Season ticket holder, buddy.
Season ticket holder.
I'll take you to the range again. You meet me at the Garden, I'll take you to the range again.
Okay,
don't have to be a Rangers fan, but don't be a Wild fan. They suck. Their uniforms are green. They're not even fun to look at.
But I'm the type of guy that likes to be that guy. I want to be odd. I want to be unusual. I want to pick the team that
I can tell you're that guy.
Hey, I'm here.
No, for real. Pick a better team. Pick like a stupid team. Don't pick the Wild. Wild's like one of the, you know, it was the old North Stars, so it's not like you're picking a... You're picking some schlub team.
The North Dallas 40.
Believe it or not, go with the Columbus Blue Jackets. There's no name guys, and nobody can accuse you of being a fake fan.
Okay,
it'll be the first original thing you ever did.
It'll be the first original thing you ever did.
I gotta say,
I don't mean to interrupt, but who is this?
This is Frankie Bones, someone who called up and pointed out the fact that our logo on our website is a ripoff of a logo from a punk rock management site, someplace that manages punk rock bands called the Black Lodge. They have the same logo
really?
As us.
Well, there's a foreign website on here with the most terrible, probably death metal bands ever, blacklodge.se. They're listed under Black Lodge Records. I'm not sure if that's is that the one you're talking about, Mr. Bones?
That's probably them.
Yeah. Black Lodge Dodge Straight Edge.
Okay. I was wondering about that.
Okay. In all honesty, though, not to dwell on hockey because I know we've been a little sporty for a little too long here. But do the Columbus, what are they, the Columbus what jackets? Blue jackets or yellow jackets?
Blue jackets.
That's so stupid. Do the Columbus Blue Jackets play the Rangers at any point this year?
Yeah, you know what? If that comes down to that, you meet me at the Garden. Like I said, I'll take it again.
I'm actually 100% going to take you up on that. I without question would love to go to a hockey game. I would love to become a hockey fan. I've never, like I said, I've never had an appreciation for the sport, but I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go, and I'm ready to take that big leap into the great divide.
We're in. You're in. I get your tickets.
Excellent. I appreciate that, Frankie Bones. I hope this isn't the last time we hear from you, and I hope that...
Oh, it won't be. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, buddy.
I missed you the last couple of weeks. You should have kicked that guy's ass, in my opinion, but hey, he bitched you, so he won. What are you going to do?
Hey, Frank.
I can't even respond.
To the landlord, and the landlord bitched you. Hey, what are you going to do?
Apparently this guy listens to the show and he knows my life story. Hey, that I get beat up all the time.
Yeah, you get beat up all the time. Hey, Frankie, are you any relation to Vinny Bones from the Paleface Tribe?
No, I got a brother, Vinny, but not Vinny Bones, though.
Shit.
Vinny Begadonna.
He was a great rapper, Staten Island rapper.
Nah, I don't know. No, I stay off Staten Island.
I thought
103.04
yeah, is actually where the Wu Tang.
Where you guys live? Where Doodle Hills?
That's where the Wu Tang.
Duncan Hill.
That's where
Duncan Hill boy.
That's where the Brown Lodge and the Wu Tang Clan both represent from. Yes, we represent Duncan Hills.
Yeah, I look for my boy Benny. Benny the Squad, I call him.
Benny,
little fat short guy with a bald head.
Benny the Squat, and he's from Duncan Hills 103.04.
Yeah, he's in Duncan Hills. Yeah. I forgot where he lives. Keep an eye out for that guy. He's a little shaky.
I'll do what I can. I'll look out for him.
Hey, listen, you guys have a good night, all right?
Frankie, thanks.
Hey, and tell Canadian Mike we all wish him the best.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah, Canadian Mike knows that we do wish him the best, and we wish you the best, Frankie. Thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope to hear from you again, and I hope to be able to take you up on that offer. Well, I don't know how I'm going to...
Hey, no problem.
You know what?
No problem.
You should email me, chris@thebrownlodge.com, and we should hook this up. If you really are serious and you want to actually take me to a hockey game, I actually would like to... I'd love to do that. So
by all means,
contact me, and we'll get that going. Fantastic. So I guess
boys, have a good night.
All right, Frank, thank you so much. Frankie Bones, ladies and gentlemen, on the Brown Lodge, exclusively on RadioBBQ.net, where you can check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. You could also check out the chat room, RadioBBQ Chat. You can call us up, just as Frankie Bones and Canadian Mike have, at 718-360-1413.
What's that?
That's the hotline, 718-360-1413. You could also Skype us up at RUNNDOGG. RUNNDOGG. Contrary to what I believed earlier tonight, as I was telling everyone, it was RUNNDOGG73, which is not what our Skype ID is, but I'm so not used to being here. It's been such a long time since I've been back in the saddle again that I was confused by everything that happened. But honestly, I hope that guy wasn't talking crap. I don't know if this guy's going to kick my ass when I show up at the arena. I don't know anything about it, but I would love if I actually get taken to a hockey game by one of our fans. That would be awesome as all hell. Obviously, the dude is a fan. He's talking about my landlord, or he's at least been listening for the whole show because I vented a lot about my my issues with my tenant earlier at the beginning of the show.
Oh, but, Tom?
Yeah, Tom. He's my buddy.
How's that going?
I'm not going to go there again. I vented, like, seriously. I even apologized to everyone for not, being silly with fart jokes and having a good time at the beginning of the show. I really was like a whining bitch at the beginning of the show about it. I don't want to go there again. I hate the fact that I have to move.
We don't do fart jokes.
Well, we kind of do. Sometimes, right?
Not really.
I do. See? There it is!
That's a fart from the other end!
Funny joke.
Hi, I'm here. I'm Runner. I come home from work.
Yeah.
If anybody needs to know.
You were supposed to be here, like, at a half hour ago. Your girlfriend came into the room as the theme song started, said, he'll be here in a half hour.
8 o'clock boat.
He'll be here in a half hour. That was like an hour and 10 minutes ago, dude. What are you thinking?
I was on the boat.
What are you thinking? Like you made them drive the boat slow to get here. Well, I'm glad that I'm here with all my Lodge brothers. I'm glad that the Lodge is here. I'm glad that we're moving forward, upward and beyond. And Runner is holding up a bottle of some awful liquid that I don't want to know what it is, and I'm going to make believe it's it.
Is that your new creation, that bottle?
Yeah.
I was.
It's an, an apparatus, if you will.
Because the bathroom's really far away, so I peed in a bottle.
Oh,
that's
God.
Pee?
I thought it was a Coke bottle bong or something.
Whoa. Hold that bottle up again. Okay. Runner held up a Coke bottle, and I said, I don't know what quite it is. It's filled with what looks like iced tea.
You have black urine.
I do not understand how that is your excretion.
I think a lot of Coke got in there, probably.
That changes things dramatically. Because I was really under the impression that that was just your urine and you just pee like blood.
I pee motor oil.
That's honestly pretty close
well,
to
how much Coke
did
you do
says
that
drink
that
Quaker
color.
State every day.
Dude, he's like a half an apple a day habit at this point.
At least.
Half an apple an hour habit. Yeah, so we lost our buddy Canadian Metal. We were talking to him, and I thought that he came back. Yeah, I spent like the first 40 minutes of the show with him. He was
How is he?
He's in good spirits, despite the fact that he's all busted up. We talked a lot about hockey. We talked a lot about how we thought he hated us when he disappeared 5 weeks ago, but he's on the recovery trail.
Do you notice he's been in the hospital twice? The last two times when we thought we lost him, it's both times been the hospital.
The whole thing that we were talking about, I was like, dude, this really wasn't your summer, was it? like third-degree sunburns and now broken leg, broken arm, and busted ribs.
Hit and run, too.
Yeah, the way he explained it is he was walking down the street with potato chips. And the next thing he knew, he was in a hospital and didn't even have his potato chips. That's what he had to say about it. Like, and I didn't even have my potatoes. I think they were the dill pickle kind, which are really ill. Have you tried them?
Yeah.
You're crazy, dude.
No
way. So it's a milder salt and vinegar.
I don't like them.
But it's milder.
I know. I don't like.
You don't like mild?
Yeah.
Do you like the Minnesota Wild? They're my new favorite team. I don't know if you guys heard.
Highlight?
No. Hockey, dude. I'm big into hockey.
Oh, sorry.
But, all right. So apparently the new Radio BBQ Hockey League is coming in. And, Runner, we're talking to you in advance. We're calling you out right here and saying it right here to you blatantly. There's a Radio BBQ Hockey League. Do not mistake it for the fact that you're not being invited. I hate when you call people while we're on the air. Join the Radio BBQ Hockey League. Join it. You do not get an automatic spot because you're a host of a Radio BBQ show. You actually have to go in and join. I'm going to go in and join tonight when I get home, and I think you should do the same.
Okay.
And you too, 100K. Sorry, I want to distract you from reading TV Guide. I know there's a lot of programs that may be on tonight.
Well, it's related to the show. Or it will be soon, anyway. Hopefully. I'm going to make a 5-show guarantee a little bit later on.
A 5-show guarantee?
Yep.
You don't want to explain it just yet?
5 shows that are guaranteed to be canceled by November 1st from the new fall network schedule.
November 1st. You're giving them one and a half months.
Before, maybe they'll run some more episodes, but the decision to have canceled the show will be made by November 1st.
You know what? As long as you're bringing this up, the new fall season started last week, right? That was the official start?
Fox started some of their shows. The rest of the networks are starting them tonight. So, like, those CBS, King of Queens, all those shows are starting tonight. Some new ones.
Well, here's the thing. There are billboards all over New York City. I don't know about the rest of the country or the rest of other countries where Radio BBQ is broadcasting its fine waves of audio waving. But there are billboards all over New York City for a television show called My Name is Earl. I believe the show debuted last week.
Tomorrow night.
That's supposed to be great.
I believe the show debuted last week because people were putting comments on it online already about like the first episode. I mean, maybe there are people that downloaded it or got illegal copies.
September 20th is the first legitimate television viewing of it.
Okay, I'm just going to say right now. I thought I missed it and I was really pissed at myself. I'm just going to say right now, if on your bottom five that is on it...
Absolutely not. I think that's going to be a successful
show. I'll be so heartbroken because I love Jason Lee ever since he skated for Blind Skateboards.
It may not last.
He skated for Blind?
The first two advertisements for Blind Skateboards.
Jason Lee.
Advertisements for Blind Skateboards. Mark Gonzalez and Jason Lee have lost their vision. Now they're blind. because they both skated for Vision Skateboards at the time, and they both left.
I didn't know he was a skater.
Yeah, that's how he started. His first blind skateboard was a cat. It was the Cat in the Hat board. It was the first double tailed board. It was awesome. Yeah, Jason Lee is like a real pioneer of skateboarding over the past like 20 years, I guess. So, I mean, if you go pioneers, obviously you're talking about the 60s and 70s and sidewalk surfing and that sort of crap. But Jason Lee's, yeah, he's an old school skater.
Maybe I never put two and two together with the name and everything. Because, I mean, if anything, I know all the old skaters.
Jason Lee, and you remember Mark Gonzalez, I'm sure.
Yeah, him I remember.
Mark Gonzalez and Jason Lee are the first two guys that were sponsored by Blind. The first two.
I had no idea.
And that's why I loved that their advertising, it was just a plain white sheet in every Thrasher and Transworld skateboarding magazine, a white sheet that said Mark Gonzalez and Jason Lee have lost their vision. Now they're blind.
Huh.
And if I go digging at home, I bet you I could probably find one of those ads.
And your Thrasher?
I love Thrasher magazine. I was more of a Transworld. I had a subscription to Transworld. Thrasher was only when I would go to the supermarket with my mom and find it there.
Transworld was expensive.
I had a subscription. I was cool. But by cool, I meant I spent whatever it was, $30 a year for it, which at the time was a lot, because like we're talking 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get 2 years of like AP now for like $14, and they mail you like CDs and freaking CDs with it. CDs and stickers.
CDs
with it.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Other than Maxim magazine, that's the only magazine I've ever subscribed to in my life is Transworld Skateboarding. Do you subscribe to any magazines? And I'm not
Men's Health and Men's Fitness.
No, you don't.
I'm not even joking. I got on a health kick a few months ago.
What happened?
And I decided, I don't know, I didn't even pay for the magazine, so they stopped sending them. But
so you felt like you didn't have to get healthy? Like, I didn't pay for
it. It was a one-day thing, and I went online, and I decided to, subscribe to all these magazines.
Yeah.
I decided to subscribe to all these magazines, and I don't know, I didn't do anything with it, obviously.
So Men's Health.
I'm ready to have a heart attack every time I eat like a cookie or something.
So those are the only two magazines.
I get ESPN the magazine.
Ironically, the only two magazines you have subscribed to in your life are Men's Health and Men's Fitness. You're overweight now, and before you were overweight, you were frighteningly anorexically skinny. You have never been healthy ever in your entire. The last time you were healthy,
hey,
you were
trying. Leave the guy alone.
No, I understand. The last time you were healthy.
Obviously.
So Men's Health.
I'm ready to have a heart attack every time I eat like a cookie or something.
So those are the only two magazines.
I get ESPN the magazine.
Ironically, the only two magazines you have subscribed to in your life are Men's Health and Men's Fitness. You're overweight now, and before you were overweight, you were frighteningly anorexically skinny. You have never been healthy ever in your entire. The last time you were healthy,
hey,
you were
trying. Leave the guy alone.
No, I understand. The last time you were healthy.
All right, everybody. Sorry about the technical issues there. I do believe we're going about to get the TBL back. We had to do a quick reset of the server. Oh, let's check and see if we got the... Oh, look who's here.
It was just before I walked out and took a piss.
Okay, so it was
5 minutes ago.
But yeah, so we were talking for 5 minutes, not realizing that we weren't on the air then.
It just kept on looping.
Apparently. All right, well, apparently we're back online. I'm hoping we're back online. Hoping things are back to normal here on the Brown Lodge, exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. Check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. Hit the chat room, RadioBBQ chat. Skype us up at RUNNDOGG or call us on the hotline, 718-360-1413.
What was that?
It's the hotline, 718-360-1413.
Nice. I have a call that I would like to make.
What do you got to do? You got to call somebody?
Well, a friend of mine said he wanted to be... He had a something he'd like to say, so let's see if he's around and he remembers that he actually said it. Let's just see if... We'll just say, hi, how you doing? It's the Brown Lodge.
Hey, whatever you got to do. I don't know why... what's happening? Someone you're Skyping or you're...
I'm Vonaging him up. It doesn't sound as good as Skyping. It doesn't come off very good as a...
It does,
herb.
As long as we're not talking. It sounds good as long as we don't do other stuff at the same time.
I can't believe he's not answering.
This is part of my issue with calling people up, because you always
just,
have a
problem. Just ringing.
Yeah, we always have a problem you could always have the problem with people not answering the phone. I don't know. It was a surprise.
It would have been our new character, from what I understand, Road Rage Guy.
Road Rage Guy.
Yeah. But he wasn't, he must be driving, so he doesn't want to pick up the phone.
He's probably busy crashing into someone and being mad at them
He requested a call.
Okay. Well, you can try him. I mean, we have another 40 minutes of the show. Maybe you try him a little bit later, and we'll get him. Him, I'm assuming? Road Rage Guy. So, yes, him.
Yeah, Road Rage Guy. He actually... Yeah, Road Rage Girl. Let's go with that. He's a guy, but sometimes he acts like a little girl.
Miss Road Rage Guy.
Okay. We'll have to keep trying her, him, it.
Her hermit.
There you go.
Because he doesn't leave the house very much, because he's a her hermit. So, 100K, are you even close to prepared to what you need to do?
Yeah, pretty much.
You've been flipping through the TV guide like a frantic maniac for the better part of 25 minutes now, trying to make your predictions. By the way, you were supposed to have a football bet game ready last week when you didn't show up for the show,
yeah,
and I didn't show up either.
Things.
Could you have any idea what this football bet game is going to be yet?
No, but we can bet on this one. Because of the five shows, I think we should each choose one which we think is going to get canceled first. Aside from my... which is going to my prediction that they're all going to be canceled by November 1st. Wow.
What do you got?
You ready now?
Oh, wait. So let's do a theme song of some sort. I'm thinking... All right. Runner, I'm thinking modern hip-hop with a soul flavor and heavy rock at the same time. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Hip hop. Wait, maybe you didn't understand me. Modern hip hop. Like I don't want it to be like doom 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 doom. I'm talking like modern hip hop, like Kanye West, like George Bush hates black people.
What do you want me to do?
I thought you could do the theme song for the new 100K bit, which is only going to happen this one time.
But you want me to just do it right now?
What? You're not into freelance
rapping?
Wait, freelance. Modern hip hop / soul heavy rock theme parts?
Metal?
You got it? You know, no, don't play something. I'm looking for like an acapella original from you.
All right. I'm coming through with pieces of chicken, cause I like it, cause they be sticking to my butt when I'm sticking it out, cause the Brown Lodge is what I'm all about.
Don't forget the rock part,
Yeah, motherfucker!
Awesome. All right, so there's the theme song. Let's see what you got, buddy. This is I guess this bit is called the fried...
Wait, stop with the bit. I don't do bits.
I'm sorry. This
I create pieces.
This comedy piece of styling.
Oh no!
I'm sorry. This piece
isn't comedy.
Sorry,
this whatever you want to call it.
I'm sharing my insights.
This insight sharing moment is 100K's. This, what's the name of it? It's your five best, five worst TV. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not even five best. I'm going to mention, first of all, I'm going to mention a show.
Do you just have to be contradictory no matter what the hell I'm saying? Say what the name of the thing is then.
Go ahead, why don't you say it?
It's called Five Best, Five Worst, 500K's Minutes of Loving. It's called Bloody Juice from a Raw Chicken.
Oh, that's exactly it.
Okay, so what do you got?
Okay. Well, television show number one that I think will succeed, unfortunately, will be airing Thursday nights at 9:30 on the UPN 9. Or the UPN, I'm sorry, I forgot it's not, it's only 9 here in New York.
Hanging with Bill Cosby?
Moesha?
It features Holly Robinson Pete.
D.L. Hughley's Neighborhood.
It features Busy Phillips, who you may remember from Freaks and Geeks.
21 Jump Street, but the dark version.
It's Freaks and Jump Street. That's what it's called. The name of the show is Love, Inc. And it's about a dating service and the five women working at the dating service.
Can I see the picture of them?
Certainly.
And you think this is a make it?
I think the show's going to make it, because have you ever looked at what makes it on the UPN? The United Parcels Network? The absolute worst crap is successful. Any show they put on is successful.
Okay, here's what we all have to understand. Are you talking about successful programs or shows that won't be canceled?
Oh, I'm talking about shows that won't be canceled.
Because you know what?
You're pretty much saying the same thing.
That's successful to the producer. If the show's not canceled, it's successful.
Okay, here's what you're talking about. The Hughleys have been on for 40 years, as far as I can tell. I would not call that a successful show, because I don't think the average person knows anything about the Hughleys other than the fact that D.L. Hughley is the guy on the show.
It doesn't matter, because every year they're getting a contract renewed, or not every year, but you know what I mean. You know,
how many Emmy nominations do they get?
It doesn't matter. They could be no critical acclaim. They could be nobody watching it. But the fact is, if the show is constantly renewed, it's successful.
He's right.
I guess I should take the advice.
It's impossible to get renewed.
I guess I should take the advice of the guys that work in TV and the guy who watches TV as opposed to me.
it's impossible to get renewed. I'm sure it's impossible to even get your show on the air, which makes it even crazier to me when you see the new fall schedule every year. That's what started this whole thing. Like, these are the shows that you know, which leads me to the five.
Okay, just let me say, that show, whatever it is, with Holly Robinson, I'm going 100% against you.
You think it's going to be canceled?
Canceled by mid-September. Wait, that's now. It's canceled by yesterday.
We'll run through a full season and be renewed for next year.
Will not be renewed for next year is my official word.
I'm going with him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
With me?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Not renewed?
No way.
Even though the Hughes... Isn't there a show with like there's two fat girls on it on Saturday afternoons? Like the Hughes?
You?
No, it's
the
on Brown Saturday.
Lodge? Oh.
You guys are fat.
And girls.
You girls are.
Oh!
But, no, there's like some show with like some like sort of rap girl or something on the UPN 9. What a shocker.
Sister, sister?
No, those are the twins. Not the one with the twins.
How long has Girlfriends been on?
I don't even know what that is.
Thank you. Successful.
No, it can't be successful. If the average person doesn't know what it is, I don't consider it successful.
If you wrote a show, submitted it to a network, and you were on for four consecutive seasons, would you consider yourself successful? Even if you didn't know who watched it or why? If you went up to people in the street and said, I'm the writer of the Chris show, and they were just, I'm the writer of Everybody Hates Chris, and they were just like, oh, I don't know what that is.
They'd say, Mr. Rock, would you sign my autograph, please?
I'll make a mold of your face and make ugly cookies.
Dude, man, God bless Sanford and Son. I've had a job for 3 months and I consider myself a success.
So there you go.
So then, yes, I guess I understand what you're saying.
Well, I'll go back to some others. I'm going to go to one of the shows that I think will not be successful.
See, wait, I don't want to keep sidetracking your radio moment.
Bloody chicken. Juice from a Raw Chicken.
Right. I don't want to interrupt that. That's not a bit. But it's making me think that I need to write a show. I need to ghostwrite a show.
Oh, absolutely, you do.
And get a...
At this point, I think it's a matter of having the right agent.
And get a UPN cast and a UPN in front of the camera writer slash producer to do it for me, because all these shows are doing are just doing bad sitcom jokes, right? I just couldn't be the guy that wrote it and could succeed with it, right? What?
You want to get a ghostwriter? What other words can we... With it? Ghost,
No, not necessarily. I would be the ghost...
Shfuggy writer.
I would be the ghostwriter. I would need someone else to be, like, the spook writer, exactly.
Oh, there! I got a pen and a pencil.
I don't know what that means.
I write on your back.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's another specter writer, maybe. I don't know. You just got my wheels turning a little bit. You got me thinking a little bit about my future in television writing.
This will get you thinking.
On the UPN and the WB.
When you were in high school, did you ever think that you'd be a successful TV writer someday?
Yes.
Did you think you'd be a successful internet radio host, maybe contemplating being a TV writer?
No.
Did you think that a classmate of yours would be on a brand new TV show for the 2005 fall season?
What do you mean, Related? Yeah. Yeah, but I also didn't know that she was going to be on the cover of Maxim and I would jack it looking at her stomach and think it was hot. I never thought that she would be in Summer of Sam, and she was. I never thought she would be on Spin City with Michael J. Fox. Yeah, an old classmate of Runner and us, actually, because Runner actually went to our school for one year. Went to my school for 1 year. Her name is
Jennifer Esposito.
Yes,
her name.
She was on
Spin City, and now she's going to be on Related. And she was
on an episode of Law and Order SVU. Munch kind of loved her.
Related raped is about the Sorelli sisters.
I know. I see the picture on the thing, and her face is the most prominent on it. And it's just crazy to see this big billboard of this girl who lives a couple blocks from my mom's house, or whose family lives a couple blocks from my mom's house. I don't think she lives there anymore. You know,
show.
Do you think that's a will succeed show?
She's a pregnant lawyer who also has a sister that's a therapist, a sister that's a party planner, and a sister that's like an avant-garde theater, experimental theater performer. And they've lost touch, and then their father decides to get remarried. He's a widow, and they're reunited, and then all the craziness begins when their lives merge together.
Who?
But unfortunately for them, their lives are going to be over by November.
Who are the other famous people on the show?
Well, the other cast members are Callum Blue.
I love him from his work as...
As a girl, I think.
Okay.
Laura Breckenridge.
He's my favorite.
I think she got you a job, actually. Lizzie Kaplan.
He's listening to the show tonight.
And Keely Sanchez.
Those are the four main chicks on the show?
Those are five people. Maybe Callum Blue is a guy, I don't know.
Okay, on the billboard, there are four girls on there, and I recognize Jennifer Esposito, obviously, from my high school. And there are three other girls on it. One of them looks like a little bit like Renee Zellweger. Like, I always thought they were like semi-famous girls that I should have known who they were. Apparently not.
Well, maybe, I don't know.
Because their name is Callie. And
Keely Sanchez.
I didn't know that Callie had a
name. My old roommate.
Yes. He got a sex change, and now he stars on the television show with a girl we went to high school with.
All hair and tattoos.
Not to talk about stuff that people don't know about, but I thought I saw him walking up to me the other day, and I was ready to say hi, and I realized it wasn't him. I almost said hello to a stranger.
Hello to a stranger!
Which brings me to Hello to a Stranger, the second show.
Okay, so you think that Related...
Starring Martin Sheen.
Martin Lawrence. On this, actually?
Okay, wait, Related is on what channel?
Okay, oh yeah, that's probably important. Related is on The WB, otherwise known as the WB. It'll be airing...
God, they got everything this year.
It'll be airing from 9 to 10 on Wednesday nights against... Veronica Mars.
No interest.
Show you might have heard of called Lost.
Forget it.
A new show which isn't in my either list on a new CBS crime drama with Mandy Patinkin called Criminal Minds.
He was in The Princess Bride, right?
Yes. Yes. And Chicago Hope, I believe, also.
I wouldn't...
You killed my father.
A show called E-Ring, which we were discussing earlier with Dennis Hopper and Benjamin Bratt.
I gotta be honest with you. Prepare to die. When you said Mandy Patinkin, I assumed it was a woman.
Dude,
that's
he is an opera singer, isn't he, or a Broadway performer? He's gay. This is the shows it'll be going against.
Wait, hold on. What is the lead-in for this show?
The lead-in is One Tree Hill.
Success. Calling it right now, success. One, you know, it's against Lost, though. But you know what?
Not the same audience, though.
One Tree Hill is a real... The OC crowd loves One Tree Hill, and they'll love...
They love the OTH.
Yeah, they love OTH, and they're going to love the R. I'm all about it. You know what? I'm going on the record of saying related. Maybe it's because I'm being a whole... Maybe it's because I want to stick with my... You know, I want to say, hey, she's down with me because we were down in high school.
When she's on the show, you want to say, I knew your show was going to be successful.
Yeah, when we have an interview with her. You know what? When I went to high school with her, I spoke to her, never.
Get away from me!
I didn't even get that. I literally never even spoke to her ever once in my life. Like, I never bumped into her. There was a picture of her in my yearbook. I knew she went to my school. That's it. She wasn't even the prettiest girl in our school, though. She wasn't like the one that everyone said, ooh, it's Jennifer Esposito.
Crip Hand was.
I would hope she wasn't. Because she's not all that great.
Stop being silly. I understand you're in a relationship, and you probably can't speak as freely as you'd like to pieces of A. You're going to tell me that you, if you were not involved, would not have sex with that girl.
See, I didn't say that. You're getting I just asked you a question. I'm just saying that.
I just asked you a question.
For her to be the hottest girl in your school?
I asked you a question. Would you have sex with her?
If I wasn't in a relationship? Yeah, of course I probably would.
Would you date her?
Is she a star or is she just some annoying Italian girl from Staten Island who talks the way she does?
Annoying Italian girl from Staten Island who talks. T-A-W-K. Who talks the way she does, probably says 100K.
Not. Probably not.
You're being a liar.
No, I don't think she's that great.
Whatever. She was, like I said, dude.
Anyway, that's not what I said. What I said is that if she was the best looking girl that year, there's a problem.
She wasn't.
Okay.
Whatever, dude. I understand. You're not really into chicks. If she looked like David Bowie, you would date her forever, though.
Yeah, obviously. Until I broke her in half.
But for some reason, when you did it, I have a feeling you'd be singing All the Young Dudes. no reason, just something I fantasize about. Jennifer Esposito's hot, right, Runner? I just want to talk to a straight dude in the room for a second. Jennifer Esposito's
hot. We have
hot.
One of them in here?
I'm...
It doesn't make a difference. You can say it.
I masquerade as one.
Okay. She's all right.
All right! All right!
By the way, about 2 years ago, I brought her up, and your exact words were, dude, she's not that hot. As a matter of fact, I'm not into her.
I never said I was into her. Wait, I probably did like a minute ago, didn't I?
Probably.
It wasn't a full minute.
All right, dude, I'm a contradiction of myself. What do you want me to tell you? I'm a jerk.
You know what?
I think she's a good-looking girl, though. She's a good-looking girl.
She's a hooker.
Do you think that girl from...
Nice girl, nice family.
From the Drew Carey Show, Krista Allen... Oh, no, that's Krista Miller. Forget it.
Krista Allen and Krista Miller are both attractive.
Help me out here.
Krista Allen was on Baywatch. She dated David Spade. She dated George Clooney. She dated...
So she's a slut.
She's a Hollywood slut who poses in sexy pictures in Maxim every couple of months.
Did she date Adam Goldberg or Chris O'Donnell?
I don't believe so.
Do you know who those two guys are?
I know who Chris O'Donnell is. I don't know who Adam Goldberg is.
Adam Goldberg was the Hebrew Hammer, some show on Comedy Central that lasted about as long as his new show will.
He was WWE champ there for a little while, too. He was undefeated in WCW.
No, WCW champ. He wasn't WWE champ, was he?
I know. He actually never won it, right?
I didn't even know he appeared in the WWE.
No, that was his dad, Bill.
Oh, sorry. We got a little confused.
Adam Goldberg was the weird friend on Friends, the weird roommate that Chandler had, for anyone that watched Friends.
We had a discussion 2 days ago about TV shows.
I emailed you about that today, by the way, because I forgot I Love Lucy, which I think is one of the funniest shows ever. Still to this day.
Okay. Hold that thought. We'll get back to it in a minute.
That's funny. I talked about Fritz Freeling today.
Wasn't he
one of the writers? Oh, no, he's a writer on cartoons. Right? Fritz Freeling?
He was a cat on a cartoon.
No, that's Fritz the cat.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, hold. We'll bring up that conversation.
Forget TV for now. Let's just talk about TV.
Right.
Head Cases is a new show from producer David E. Kelly, the man who pretty much writes any show and it becomes a super hit.
What other shows did he do?
Ally McBeal.
Stupid.
No, I don't know.
See,
Sex in the City?
He never wrote anything.
Sex in the City, Alan.
You're just, you're honestly, you said it with a question mark at the end because you don't even believe he did Sex in the City.
Well, Head Cases is his new show. It stars Chris O'Donnell, Adam Goldberg, and your favorite, Krista Allen, as well as Richard Kind, who you know better as completely unprepared. What the hell's his name? Al Borland on Home Improvement, the fat guy with the beard. The host of Family
Feud. Get out of here.
Anyway, they're lawyers. They're hot.
You're putting this as one of your failures?
His therapist, you tell me. The lawyer has a nervous breakdown, one of the two, I don't know which one. Chris O'Donnell has a nervous breakdown because his marriage ends. So his therapist pairs him off with a new lawyer who's Adam Goldberg. And
okay, hold on a minute. Can I just totally tear the curtain down right now and bring up a crazy moment and bring up something totally insanity right now?
Sure.
You said, you tell me. Let me read you the description of the show. How about you take the, how many shows have you done so far? Four?
No, only one so far. This is the second one of the five that I'm saying won't.
Okay.
I brought up Love, Inc.
Okay, so there's eight more shows. You're going to pick up five winners and
I'm
three more
losers.
Losers.
I don't have a full five successes necessarily.
How about if you randomly, right now, pick out eight things. Do not tell us who's in it. Do not tell us what channel it's on. Just tell us the premise of the show.
Okay.
One of them will not be something that you would think would be good. I guarantee it. Sorry, other than My Name is Earl. None of them will come off as an entertaining show. And the premise of every friggin' sitcom is stupid. There's nothing, like, look, the wacky zaniness ensues when they get wacky and zany. No, seriously, no matter what it is, just because the way you brought it up that you just said, like, oh, you know, well, you tell me.
This is the thing, in my mind.
Chrissy, I think Jack is in the bathroom with Mr. Roper.
I thought you were
squeezing melons. Why would he be squeezing her melons? Oh, they're just cantaloupe. Wah, 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 wah. Not for nothing though. Stupidest concept of everything in that show. I think it's hilarious. I love Three's Company. That's one of my favorites of all time.
It's the misunderstanding show of freaking the whole world. There is a misunderstanding and it everything goes apeshit every episode.
The show I was talking
about.
My
juicy melons are so tasty! The show you were talking about was, I'm sorry.
There's a leak of saliva on the floor. Is that Chrissy's pussy?
I'm
sorry.
See, it just got all filthy for no apparent reason.
When we recently had a TV discussion, I brought up Ellen as a show I like, the sitcom Ellen. And there's an episode of Ellen where there's big misunderstandings going on. And then at the very end when the credits are coming on, Mr. Roper walks in with a plunger.
Did he really?
She's
a genius. That's actually pretty funny.
Did he do the pan to the camera and laugh?
He didn't do that, but he looked old as hell.
He was old in 1975.
I'm amazed that he's alive.
Don Knotts is alive, and he has this smooth, puffy face now. I think he had surgery.
Botox. He's retaining water.
Something weird happened to him. And he's like 1,000 years old. But anyway, the thing is this. When the premise of a show is so not even complicated, when there's too much involved in the premise of a show, that's when I know, that's to me an indicator that the show is probably going to fail. The premise of the most successful shows, the premise of Seinfeld is four people are friends.
Hold on, could you put that clap back on for a second? Tonight's Brown Life is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, it's time for my favorite radio program.
That wasn't. Okay, in all honesty,
the premise of Cheers, a bar.
No.
The premise of The Odd Couple, two divorced men sharing an apartment. Will they drive each other crazy?
Complicated.
Not really. Two divorced men sharing an apartment. One divorced
two
man.
Two divorced men sharing an apartment.
One divorced man goes to his therapist. His therapist pairs him with this lawyer who has manic outbursts all the time. Already, it's like you're already thinking too much about the premise of the show at this point.
I think that's a symptom of where we are as a people, though. I don't think you're going to find any description of any show that is not too in-depth.
I guess you could find an in-depth description of The Odd Couple.
Oh, Mr. Roper, you're such a scamp. Seriously speaking, ma'am.
Ma'am?
I think that if you take eight new shows, the remaining eight new shows, I don't know why I'm calling out the number eight, because you're only...
Do you want me to do this, or are you just making a point that
No, I really, really want you to do this.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just making a point that sounds stupid.
I think this would be the most brilliant bit. I know you hate bits, but this would be the most brilliant bit in the world. If you don't want to do it now, come up with 8 shows, totally distinctly different shows, and we will vote on them based on the description of the show alone. And then after we vote on them, then you can tell us what shows we voted for.
Yay!
I will not vote for any show where kids cheer, because I hate that. Those are the kind of cheers I like on my show. I don't know. It's just, you know, TV and sitcoms suck.
Is that Jennifer Esposito show a sitcom?
Situation drama.
See, this is because that's an hour, and like sitcoms never are an
hour.
Is
it a drama? Because they talk about it like it's a comedy, but it's an hour long.
Situation romance. I want to do a situation romance show. Which is like all sexy and kissing. Wait, they're called soap operas.
Yeah, yeah. And they go on for eternity.
Dude, they get renewed all the time. Would you call them success?
I don't know what to call them. I mean, do people watch them?
I watch Young and the Restless every day.
I watch Days of Our Lives when I was in St. Anne's, and you come home for like a, you know, Wednesday at 12 o'clock. And
St. Anne's would be his grammar school age.
The plot descriptions in here aren't really...
Okay.
They're not radio friendly. They're...
Hold on. Let's... This is something you could work for Wednesday night. Continue with what you're doing now. Just use shows that are not related to what we're going to discuss now.
Okay, that's cool. There's a million other shows that aren't in here anyway that I have lists of.
I'm telling you, dude, this is going
to
be hot.
Well, by the way, just to get off the topic for 2 seconds, a special live edition of the Indigo Kitchen is coming up next, and I just wanted to let everybody know that's out there that's listening and everything. And
I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I totally forgot about it because I've been so sidetracked running around being an animal the whole day. Yeah.
Indigo Kitchen Live coming up next, right after the Brown Lodge.
Which will mean that the Brown Lodge will not go super long tonight. We got like 12 minutes left to this. Let's try and get our TV, let's get the rest of your TV predictions out here.
Right on.
And let's talk about, by the way, Brown Lodge exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. Instant message us at the Brown Lodge. Chat room with the AOL just as well at RadioBBQ chat. Skype us up, RUNNDOGG, or hotline 718-360-1413.
What's that?
718-360-1413.
What? I thought it was funny you were using the last 12 minutes to go through the 7,000 ways to get to us.
So you could also use the internet, which is a funny little place. It's like an indiscriminate place of size and space.
Remember Superfly?
Jimmy Snuka?
Yeah. No, the movie. And the song by Curtis Mayfield.
Freaking the Avenging Disco Godfather guy?
No, that's Rudy Ray Moore.
He was in that, right? Superfly?
He wasn't Superfly, but I think he was in the movie.
Okay.
I got a lot of Rudy Ray Moore.
Is it back?
There was a song in it called Freddy's Dead. You remember that song, Fishbone Carpet?
That's what I said.
No.
Freddy's Dead.
That's the song.
That's what I said.
That's what they'll be saying on November 1st when the new show Freddy, starring Freddie Prinze Jr., is officially canceled.
Okay, the fact that he even got a show at all, you know why he got a show?
Because he's Chico and the Man's Kid?
No, because he's Buffy's husband.
He's married to Buffy?
For quite some time.
For like 3 years now, at least.
I don't know.
Machen Amick, do you know her? She played Shelley Johnson on Twin Peaks. Waitress, abused by Leo.
Oh!
Having an affair with Bobby...
Okay, yeah. I couldn't remember by name, but yeah, now I know what you're talking about.
Brian Austin Green.
From,
some co-stars of Freddy's. He's a Chicago celebrity chef who's this wild bachelor and has all these girls running around. He said, when asked about the show, I don't plan on having Sarah Michelle guest star on the show.
Too much!
Until, like, the third or fourth season. Because we don't want to just rush into that. I got news for you, Freddie.
Somebody's feeling really optimistic.
Psych. Psych. Episode 5, when the cancellation notice comes, all of a sudden Buffy's on Spread Eagle. All of a sudden. Hey, look, it's Angel and Buffy. Oh, God.
Tonight on Freddy, Buffy does Willow.
Exactly.
Then week 3 of Monday Night Football.
It's an ABC show?
It's a lead into Lost.
Ugh.
Terrible.
Lost.
Brilliant time
Lost. This Wednesday night. I can't wait to finish the box set over the next 2 days. I'm going home tonight to watch at least 3 episodes before I go to sleep. I'm so juiced up right now. I'm starting to get a little crazy. Saeed, by the way, is my favorite dude in the history of the world. And I'm really pissed that I read in the paper he didn't win an Emmy last night.
He
lost it to William Shatner, no less.
I saw the Emmys on last night. I was watching it...
on a program?
I was watching it and paying attention in and out of it, but I don't know. I know The Office was nominated for something again.
They lost.
But they won last year. But The English Office actually won... Ricky Gervais won Best Actor in a Comedy Series, I think, last year, which is amazing for like an English television show to win an Emmy, a major Emmy. It's amazing because it was a funny show that won.
I like the American Office.
It is. It's funny. Have you ever seen the English one?
No.
Oh, it's one of the greatest shows ever.
I watched. Really?
The American one is good, too, though.
How would I get that?
I watched.
I have it boxed. I don't want to. Okay.
I watched two episodes of The American Office, and I was...
I liked it.
It was okay. But it was nothing that made me think like, yeah, I gotta watch it.
There really aren't any sitcoms anymore. I mean, what are you watching? I mean, I like Arrested Development.
I love Arrested Development, but
I lost
track of it.
I've heard fantastic things about it. Never seen one episode.
Really funny. Good show. It's really funny.
Really quirky. You'd like it.
You'd like it. It's creepy. Come on. 8 minutes left to the show before the new live Indigo Kitchen tonight.
Does LL Cool J still have a show on the UPN?
I don't think so. He was on House last week. But I don't think he has a show anymore. I forget the name of that show.
From what I understand, I'll be working with him tomorrow.
Oh, really? You can ask him yourself then.
I will.
Ladies love cool comedy.
I'm sure that'll be really cool.
Ladies love cool comedy.
They love cool jokes, don't they?
Oh, cool jokes. All right, so how many shows you got left? Two more shows of your failures?
Two more failures. Did you ever see... Speaking of failures, did you ever see Zebrahead? Movie starring Michael Rapaport?
Yeah, I got... Really fucked up during that one, sorry.
You really freaked me out, man, because I played Yahoo Chess today in a room called Zebra Head, and it just really just totally freaked me out. Like, what? What? Why were you watching me play chess?
Zebra Head starred Michael Rapaport, who was later in Boston Public.
Who is in that new sitcom now?
The War at Home.
Canceled?
There was a lot of controversy when Fox first had this show, The War at Home, because it was debuting on September 11th, and it's called The War at Home. So a lot of people thought that people were going to tune in thinking this was some kind of like 4-year 9/11 anniversary show, and then it's going to be like him doing jokes. But the thing is,
that show is pretty racist.
That should have been the second thing they were worried about. The thing they should have worried about more was that show sucks.
His
terribly.
Acting is weird and crazy.
He is the worst actor, the absolute worst actor ever.
I think he's high. He's definitely high.
One of the jokes was him talking about how hot his wife is, or something about his wife, and then saying, nice rack, huh? Wah! Crowd goes crazy.
When I was watching yesterday, he was talking to his daughter about, like, you know, she's in a bad mood, and he's like, the first question he asks her if she's on her period. And then, he flashes back to like when you know, like, that's the only way he deals with this kid. Like, she was like 5 years old and she's in a bad mood, and he's like, "Are you on your period?" And she's like, "What's a period?" And the fucking place broke. Like,
the place
it was like
crazy.
Blood was coming out of the wall.
This is a terrible combination.
Crosses slit upside
children,
down.
But
goats slit their own
funny.
Throat.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Is Michael Rapaport the guy who was in True Romance as his other friend?
Redheaded guy. Right there.
Yeah, okay. I like him. He was in that, and he was in, he's in Reservoir Dogs, too, right?
No,
he's not in that.
He's in True Romance.
You're thinking of, Michael Madsen.
Yeah,
he's one of the toughest people ever.
Not thinking of Michael Madsen, I was thinking of Chris Penn. That's what I was thinking
of. One of the fattest people ever.
Okay, well, he was in True Romance.
Another joke, shouldn't you be at the mall with your friends, getting makeovers, stealing stuff.
Oh my god, wait! Oh shit, why do I keep laughing? Then my kids are hysterical!
Why do I keep laughing indeed? You know what? It's a cross between Married with Children, Grounded for Life, and that show with the puppet with Bobcat Goldthwait, the Married with Children terrible ripoff.
You know Grounded for Life comes from here, right?
It's supposedly on Staten Island, the worst Staten Island setting ever.
With pictures of houses in Brooklyn.
People playing handballs against brick buildings
all
the time.
Everybody, take it easy.
Okay, for the record.
Oh, New Style's calling.
For the record.
Picking up.
Do what you gotta do.
Hello, you've on the Bram Raj. Hello?
For the record.
I love Grounded for Life.
I love Grounded for Life, too.
I love Married with Children.
So do I. I don't love that third show, though, and this is what this one is mostly like. But I think the joke's been done too much. I don't think the show is going to succeed. That's why I say the war at home is going to hit its peak in November when the show is canceled.
What channel?
Fox.
Hello?
Fox, what time?
Fox on
Hello?
Sunday night.
Hello?
Hi.
Between The Simpsons
Hey, everybody,
and
we got a caller.
Between the
what's
Simpsons.
Going on, fellas?
Hey, what's going on? DJ New Star, what's up, buddy? Wait, this new show with Michael Rapaport, it's between The Simpsons and The Family Guy? Honestly?
Great spot.
Can't miss time slot. It's going to succeed.
What's up, dude? I think people will watch the second half of The West Wing over that.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to step over there, buddy. But I just want to say that Michael Rapaport's acting ability has really reached its peak in when he played Remy. But only at the first half of the movie.
The Jews can have good jobs anyway.
Why do I know that character?
People like you as doctors and lawyers, Remy.
What movie is that from?
Higher Learning. Wow. Featuring Staten Island band Eve's Plum.
Yes.
And Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes
it's
as well.
It's all about this, the Black Fist.
Yo, not for nothing, man.
I shaved my head and got a swastika carved into my chest when I saw that movie.
I thought that was after you saw American History X, I thought.
No, I curbed people after that.
Oh, right. I got to be honest with you. I love Higher Learning. I think that's one of my favorite movies.
Well, I love Higher Learning, too, but
you have that?
I don't own it, but it's a great film. I love it. The kids love it, too.
Does anybody in the room own it that I could borrow
somewhere.
It from in the
next couple
days?
I have the soundtrack, because I love the East Plum song from it.
Is it all easy, as you said, tell me.
Yeah, except there was a different song.
It was a different song. Yeah, I love we're making references to bands that played on Staten Island 20 years ago.
Well, East Plum was pretty popular. They were actually the Jersey band, weren't they? They weren't really fun.
Yeah, no. Well, one of the guys from Staten Island.
Less than a year ago, I turned on Jay Leno, and she was being interviewed.
But that's Vitamin C. That's not East Plum. That's another whole thing. Oh. Colleen doesn't exist anymore. It's
we have 2 minutes until the Live Indigo Kitchen.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We got a Live Indigo Kitchen coming up in 2 minutes. I'm sorry. We're getting crazy talking about our TV stuff here. We got our buddy DJ Newstyle who called in. Dude, did you hear the show earlier tonight? You know you got to look out for Mikey D. He's looking for you, right?
Oh, he's looking for me? I didn't hear it.
Yeah, dude, come on. I thought you listened to the Brown Lodge day, night, and...
I'm a working fool, man. Apparently, I started to get a whole lot tanner for some reason. I don't know why.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, but yeah.
It's called the sun.
Oh, it's that big...
it's called the master man.
That glowing ball of incandescent gas that hovers above us every day. But yeah, when Runner and I went to the Ron and Fez meet and greet last week, Mikey D said he wanted us to point you out to him when we found you.
Nice!
but we never saw you there. Did you even show up?
No, I couldn't go, and I was working again. As I said before, you'll be seeing me not only on Radio BBQ, but also on lawns and on rice boxes.
Nice.
We better be seeing you when we finally figure out when the hell we're going to freaking Renaissance Fair.
Renaissance Festival is great.
I will be there, and you know what? Just to do you guys a solid, I'll wear a cape or something. I'll just throw something
Excellent.
On.
Excellent. I got to be honest with you. We'll put the plan
You're probably
together.
Probably wearing one right now, dude.
We'll put the plan together over the next day or two, because I think it has to be this weekend coming up, 6 days from now, that we can go. I do not believe that the Renaissance Festival will last past this weekend. I think this weekend is going to be the weekend that we're going to have to go. I'll sort all the details out and figure
it has
that
to be
out.
Saturday.
Yeah, we've
got to record it.
Yeah, we'll
play it.
I'll bring a recorder. I'll work that all stuff out. But give us a day or so to figure that out. I wish you would have called earlier, New Style, because it's 10 o'clock, and we got to get the hell out of here, because the Indigo Kitchen is coming up next, live for a change on a Monday night here on RadioBBQ.net. Thank you to everyone for coming and listening to this nonsense tonight. Thank you for being a part of my... Welcome to my nightmare. Thank you for being a part of Radio Gold.
Yo, you there?
Yeah, I love the Brown Liberty, and coming up, the Indigo Kiggity.
Later. You're listening to the Radio BBQ. Keep listening to it and check us out 2 days from now. Indigo Kitchen's next. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, everybody. We love you. And there's probably an outro song that I should have loaded at the beginning of the show, but I didn't. Hopefully, Runner did. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you in a couple days.
I'm professional now.
Ooh.
We're the Brown Lodge. Have a good night.
We will.
The Brown Lodge, every Monday and Wednesday night.
was 100K.
Oh my god, that sounds so good.
Christoph. And Rob. And everybody else from RadioBBQ.net. Have a good night. Peace.
Style at 10 p.m. leading into his show on ABC, the show that is guaranteed to have the most hideous violent failure in the history of television, Gina Davis as the
Commander
in
Chief.
She kind of looks like Jay Leno in that picture.
President Gina Davis begins tomorrow night at 9 p.m.
That's why you guys got to keep listening through the theme song.
I'm going to hold my pee waiting for it.
When DJ New Style's coming on at 10, it'll be the final minute of Commander-in-Chief as a current show.
Indigo Kitchen, where are you?